This is a Pinball News production.
Thank you, everybody, for showing up again to the stupid, spooky pinball seminar. As you know, we don't do a whole lot of stuff serious here at Pinball Expo. We like to have fun. But I assume that you guys are all here to see these guys. Is that right? So seriously, we call it Hot Haunted Coeds, and you show up to see Steve and Dennis and Brian Kelly?
There's no accounting for taste.
I think we're missing somebody. Yes?
Why Brian?
Why Brian? Well, we had a budget for two really cool guys, and that was it.
I can understand.
Okay. Well, I think we should, you know, explain the seminar first just for a minute, because we're kind of like missing a few people. So let's explain.
Okay, go ahead, Katie.
I'm sorry. We are doing Classroom Jeopardy. So basically what we're going to do is we're going to have a Jeopardy game. These three gentlemen are going to be answering your questions, and you guys get the prizes. How about that? So y'all get stuff for free, and you don't even have to work for it. This is our classroom leader, Ms. Heather the Hot Accountant. She will be keeping the panel in line, which won't be easy with Brian Kelly on there. But we are, hey.
Where are our co-eds?
I don't know. Where are where's the rest of the class?
Where are our co-eds?
I haven't seen them. You did talk to them earlier, right?
I did.
You told them what time?
I did.
All right, I better go look for them. I don't know where the heck they are.
And where does the haunted part come into all this? That's what I want to know. I think we found our co-eds, and I think they are being haunted. Will these brave young men be able to protect our young co-eds? This is one creepy ghost, too. What the hell? I'm getting out. I'm going to hide behind the screen. What is this ghost doing? I don't get this.
Finally.
Oh, no. Greg Ferris.
For a second there, Steve looked like he was about to punch somebody. These lovely young ladies came from right across the parking lot at Twin Peaks Restaurant, and if you haven't been over there, you really need to.
Just be careful what you order, because, oh my God, I ordered one of the burgers, and I don't think I'm going to have to eat for a week. Holy cow, they're huge.
And the girls are really hot. So are we ready to start here? We need to introduce our panelists. First off, the legendary, the one and only brilliant...
Everybody wants to hear about Pinball Star Amusements. We sell Jersey Jack pinballs, right? Is that time for now?
No.
No? Are you sure?
No. Heather?
Oh, okay, sorry.
That Joe Newhart's always trying to work a commercial into everything we do. Steve Ritchie.
Thank you very much. I just want to say one thing, okay? I haven't heard one word that anyone said to me. Fire the cannon!
Blue shirt, that's your cue.
Oh.
Now, those t-shirts are highly valuable, and they are wonderfully donated by Mr. Joe Newhart from Pinball Star Amusements, our wonderful sponsor. So as you catch them, you might want to hang on to them. There could be something more to this. Our second panelist, he's been at every spooky pinball seminar, and we don't know why. He occasionally sleeps on my sofa, as we officially call it, the Nordman Suite in our basement.
This must be it. It's time for the Pinball Star Amusements commercial. I can feel it. I know it's coming. Give me the mic.
No.
Heather?
Not yet.
No, not your turn yet.
Joe? Yeah, just go sit down, please. He looks a little like Sasquatch, but he sure doesn't smell like him, and he's a wonderful human being. We all love him. Mr. Dennis Nordman!
Thank you.
And last, And quite possibly least, our very dear friend from Minnesota, if you ever need your beer fridge cleaned out, this is the guy you call. The one, the only.
You can interfere. Here you go. Here
okay,
you go.
Now's a good time for a commercial.
Okay, commercial break. Pinball Star Amusements, we're a Jersey Jack distributor. We're selling The Hobbit. We're selling The Wizard of Oz. That's it.
And thanks to Joe, because a lot of our prizes today are coming from him, as they are from our other wonderful sponsors, Michael at Flipper Fidelity and Terry at Pinball Life. But let's give a hand for Mr. Brian Kelly. As Steve Ritchie said to me in the hall outside, he's like, why in the hell is Brian Kelly here?
Yeah, we're going to keep doing it.
Fire the cannon!
Jeez! Vince Birdsley with some nice hang time there. It's not, you know, he's like 6'9 as it is. Okay, let's throw out some more shirts. Courtesy of Joe from Pinball Star Amusements. Well, that was kind of weak. I thought you said you could throw better. Give Steve a shirt. Want to see how far he can throw. Woo! You got to be back in 5 minutes, Joe. Give Steve a shirt.
He stole it.
Oh.
Here, Steve.
All right. Well, Dennis got to second to last row. Let's see how far Steve can get. Woo! I was going to say he throws like a girl, but that really wasn't.
No, that was a good throw.
Oh. We'd like to tell you that's the first time that's happened to Blue Shirt, but we'd be lying. Go ahead and open up your shirts. There should have been three pieces of paper in three of those shirts. A piece of paper in three of those shirts, I should say. If you have a piece of paper in your shirt, please come up to the stage. Two. And three. All right. Now, everybody in the audience is still going to be eligible for prizes, but these three are going to be eligible for the grand prizes.
Charlie.
It's Clayton and Brian. Oh, sorry, Charlie. You've got Brian Kelly. He's playing for you. Steve, Mr. Ritchie will be helping you in our pinball Jeopardy. And then obviously, David has Dennis. So these three gentlemen will be playing pinball Jeopardy, and whoever wins, you guys are going to get some nice prizes from all of our sponsors. Heather looks hot but scary.
You gotta do something about your timing, okay?
Yeah, I know.
I never know what he's doing. No, you guys can have a seat.
Yep.
That's fine. All right, are we ready to start?
Well, I was gonna explain the game.
Okay.
Okay, so we're doing classroom Jeopardy, but it's not really Jeopardy. Okay. So because I took pity on the guys, I'm not making them give the answers in a question. So basically, we're going to ask them the questions. They have to give the right answers. We're going to have Julie walking in the audience, and she is going to pick out from the audience people to get to pick out what question you want to ask. So you will pick out the question, bodies for 10 points, and then you say, I think Dennis will be the best person to answer that question. If Dennis gets that question right, you win a prize. Everybody understand?
What if I get it wrong?
They get to beat you. Yeah. Then Heather gets you. Hey. No getting answers wrong on purpose there, mister. That's not allowed. Everybody buzz?
Brian.
Well, you know, he's a little premature on everything. What can I say?
Brian cheated.
All right, so we are ready to begin class. Yeah, wait till I'm out of the screen, please. Classroom Jeopardy.
Wait a minute.
What the heck?
You can't play Jeopardy without me.
Who is that? Hey! What the heck?
Is that my arch nemesis, Sean Connery?
Yes. I just got back from your mother's.
Curse you, Connery.
So excuse me if I'm a little stiff. And by that, I mean my penis. Where's my buzzer? I know more than all these people combined. Times two. Why do I have to sit next to the dinosaur?
Julie, you need a microphone and you need to start roaming the crowd. Sorry, David panicked.
Are you ready? Are you ready, Chuck?
As soon as David brings up the screen, okay. We're good to go.
You want to read?
No pressure, David.
Wait a moment. I'm getting a call from Discovery Networks. Yes? Yes. Cancel your show. I found Bigfoot. I'm going to make a lot of money.
And we're back.
Was he talking about me?
All right, Julie, do you have somebody who wants to pick a category and a prize value?
Sure. This is Gabe.
That's right. I can't read the categories.
It's Know Your Numbers, Bodies, Brian F. and Kelly, Dennis Games, and Richie Games.
Oh, man. Let's do Richie Games for 30.
Richie Games for 30. Name two. Oh, look, Steve Richie buzzed in already.
Heartbreak Hotel. No, what is Heartbreak Hotel and Jailhouse Rock?
Correct, sir.
All right.
Wasn't that hard. And
cut it out, Connery.
I had to make sure that it worked.
How are you?
It does.
Ready for another one?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Cooler
I have
than
Scott.
Chuck's mother.
Dennis Games for 20.
Dennis Games for 20. You are a lucky dog. You won a free prize. All you have to do is bark.
Rawr, 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 rawr.
Rough, rough, rough.
Rough, that's how your mother likes it, Chuck. That reminds me, after this I need to pick up some more lube. I'm sorry, what is I need to pick up more lube?
Do we have another contestant?
Hi, Chuck. I have Jamie with me.
Richie Games for 40.
Richie Games for 40. Because Steve is such a nice guy.
He banged your mother.
Free prize!
All right.
That was an easy... And yes, Sean Connery?
I didn't buzz in.
But your buzzer's lit.
You're seeing things.
Another question.
Sure. What's your name? I have Jim with me.
Okay.
What was the categories again?
Know Your Numbers, Bodies, Brian, F. and Kelly, Dennis Games, and Richie Games.
Know Your Numbers for 20.
Know Your Numbers for 20. It's a daily double, but Connery buzzed in again anyway. Yes, Sean Connery?
I've got a number for you.
Okay.
69. Ask your mother what it means. It's because I banged her.
The Daily Double. Question. Uh-oh. Free prize for audience member. But you're in detention. See Miss Heather for punishment.
Uh-oh. Go see Miss Heather. She's up there.
I think that gets Joe out of detention anyway.
A category.
Wow, that guy doesn't like Joe Newhart.
No?
Are you sure? Yeah. She'll start beating you with that ruler. Our next question, please.
Okay, I've got Derek with me.
Okay, Richie Games for 50.
Richie Games for 50. Which game? Well, Steve buzzed in right away. Which game did they make more of, Firepower or High Speed? Steve.
Firepower.
Firepower by 330. Very good answer. Next one, Julie.
Oh, I'm looking around. Let's see who's lucky contestant.
They're kind of half nervous. It's like I can win free cool stuff or I could get embarrassed.
Would you like to answer a question? Sure. Okay. I have Paul with me.
All right, Paul.
I'll take bodies for 50.
Bodies for 50. He's going for the bodies. Use protection. What can you use to protect your floors from scratches and marks? Yes, Steve Ritchie.
What are those little round disc feet thing that go
if he
into
doesn't
the
know that, doesn't.
Pinball footies.
What are pinball footies.
Sorry, the correct answer is stupid freaking coasters.
Okay. Have you won anything?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Okay.
Our next question.
Okay, I have Ed with me.
Okay, Ed.
I'll take Dennis Games for 40.
Dennis Games for 40. It's a party. The game Party Zone containing characters from other games. Name one. Dennis Nordman.
Dr. Dude.
Dr. Dude? Is that correct, David? Party animals, party monsters, or party dudes? That's close enough, isn't it? Yeah, that's close enough. We'll take that. Correct, sir. Yeah, everybody, nobody's taking Brian F. and Kelly. Apparently they don't like that guy or something. He's starting to feel neglected.
The museum might take him.
Oh, he belongs in a museum.
Junior.
Okay, I have Chip with me.
All right, Chip.
All right, Brian F. and Kelly for 50.
Whoa, he's going big on Brian Kelly for 50. Finish the Brian quote. Playing EMs is like watching... Yes, Brian.
Turtles fornicate.
Turtles fornicate. Yeah, there you go. Turtles fornicating. Congratulations. Our next question, Julie.
Just pick a category. Okay, what's your name? Okay, I have Brendan with me.
Bodies for 10.
Bodies for 10. Name three wide body games Steve Ritchie has designed. Steve Ritchie.
Airborne Avenger, Superman, and Stellar Wars.
Hey, correct.
Algar's wrong. I did not design Algar. Algar is Gore's brother. I had nothing to do with Algar
anything, right?
Or Gorgon.
You haven't got anything? Okay. No. Just want to make sure.
Okay, where's Pinball Database guy? You said there? Okay. Yeah. All my questions that are serious and pinball related, because obviously you people know I don't really know this stuff, came from there. So if it's wrong, he's taking the blame, right?
We have a correction on the Pinball Database. Julie, who's next?
Okay, I have Nikki with me.
Okay.
Brian F. and Kelly for 40.
Ooh, Brian F. and Kelly for 40. It should say, what does Bug of Spooky Pinball fame claim Brian Kelly hails from?
Hell.
That is incorrect. Anybody else? Sean
Your
Connery.
Mother.
No, not my mother. Brian Kelly.
Farm animal.
Farm Animal Minnesota, correct.
What category? Okay, what's your name? Okay.
Brian Kelly's team gets the points. Next question.
Okay, I have Vince with me today.
Vince Birdsley, all the way from very near Farm Animal Minnesota.
I'll take Brian F. and Kelly for 30.
Brian F. and Kelly for 30. Where did Brian Kelly first call Steve Ritchie an a-hole? Brian Kelly.
Be the Midwest Gaming Classic.
Yeah, okay, we'll take an elevator at the Midwest Gaming Classic, yes.
Pick a
category. Okay. Brian Kelly's team gets the points.
Okay, what's your name?
Next question.
Jason. Okay, I have Jason with me.
Brian F. and Kelly for 20.
Brian F. and Kelly from 20. from another fellow Minnesotian. What is Brian's favorite kind of beer? Steve Ritchie?
Canadian weasel piss.
And the correct answer, David? The one in his hand. Yeah, we're going to take Canadian weasel piss because that was really clever. So Steve Ritchie's team gets the points. Where's our hot co-ed Julie? There she is. Yes, and the next question.
I have Steve with me.
Do you know your numbers for 50?
Do you know your numbers for 50? In the movie Demolition Man, John Spartan is thawed out in the year 2032. He is told that the state of California has not had a murder since the year 2010, 2015, or 2020. Brian F. and Kelly.
We'll go with 2015.
Brian says 2015. That is incorrect, sir. Somebody else. Sean Connery.
Lord of the Rings.
That is not correct. Anybody else? Dennis, the man who designed Demolition Pinball.
2020.
2020 is incorrect, Dennis Nordman. Brian Kelly.
We'll go with 2010.
How about 2010? Is that correct? All right. How could Dennis What's not know that?
Rose.
It's on the database.
It's in the movie, though, too. You didn't watch the movie before you designed the game?
I think Miss Heather needs to reprimand Mr.
Yes.
Nordman.
Yep, Heather, you're going to have to spank Dennis. That's it. He's a big guy. He can take it. She said next time it would be a lot harder. That's what Dennis said. Okay. Next question, please.
Okay, I've got Rose with me.
Let's do Brian F. and Kelly for 10.
You're going to do Brian F. and Kelly for 10? Woo! Brian Kelly says, this is the best restoration cleaning product. Sean Connery.
If you're doing Brian Kelly for $10, you're overpaying.
Brian Kelly.
Bleach white.
Bleach white. What is the correct answer?
Okay.
Bleach white. The points go to the Brian Kelly team. Next question.
Okay, I have Mike with me.
Mike.
Let's do Know Your Numbers for 10.
Know Your Numbers for 10. How many flippers does Indy 500 have? Dennis.
Well, I hope I get this right. Three.
Three? That is the correct answer. Boy, Dennis sure knows his Dennis games most of the time. Julie's getting another question.
Okay. What's your name? Okay, I have Phil with me.
Dennis games for 30.
Dennis games for 30. Dude on the back glass of Dr. Dude, what does not appear? Awesome, radical, funky, gnarly, way cool, totally, or excellent? Brian Kelly.
No, it's funky.
I believe that's incorrect. Which of those words does not appear? Dennis.
Gnarly.
Gnarly would be correct. The points go to the Dennis Nordman team. So how many people in this room have been to Twin Peaks? Show of hands. Wow. How many are going to go to Twin Peaks after this seminar?
Okay, I have Kelly with me.
Okay, Kelly.
Do Dennis games for 50.
Dennis games for 50. Because Dennis is such a nice guy, you just won a free prize.
Oh, and if you go to Twin Peaks, I highly recommend draft beer because it's really, really good. What one did you? I had the naughty.
Okay.
You had the nice, didn't you?
Yeah, I had the tall blonde.
Yeah.
I had a man size and then I had a girly size because I had to come here and be. Let's ask our Twin Peaks waitresses. What are your dessert names again? What's the one with the ice cream and the two scoops?
Twin Peaks Sundae.
What's in a Twin Peaks sundae?
A hot blondie with two scoops of ice cream, chocolate and caramel syrup, whipped cream, and two cherries.
So that's a hot blondie with two scoops of ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
For $6.75.
So everybody needs to go over and get a blonde with two scoops. Blondie, excuse me, with two scoops of ice cream on her. Next question.
Okay, I have Lionel with me.
I have bodies for 40.
Bodies for 40. Name your favorite female pinball podcast hostess. Dennis Nordman.
What's her name?
He says KT. Is that correct? This had better... Oh, wow. Woo. Heather would have beat you down if you'd answered that incorrectly. Yes, KT was the correct answer because KT did all this work with the help of Julie and David and everybody else.
Okay. What's your name?
Dave. Okay. Yeah, so he's... Yeah, like that, he's going to miss that. Next question.
Okay, I've got Dave.
I'll take Steve Games for 20.
Steve Games for 20. What activity should Steve avoid doing with Dennis and Mark? Dennis Nordman.
Riding dirt bikes.
You're the one that should have avoided it.
Motocross, yes, we'll take that, yes. Would you like to pick a category? And the points go to the Nordman team. Next question, please.
Okay, I've got Justin with me.
Let's do Know Your Numbers for 40.
Know Your Numbers for 40. How many episodes has the Spooky Pinball Podcast aired? Brian Kelly.
41.
Sean Connery.
All of them.
Would you like to ask a question? Sure. About...
Steve Ritchie.
7.
Boy, I don't think anybody's getting these points. Does anybody in the audience know? We'll give you a prize if you know. 43, Gary Flowers. 43 wonderful episodes. Sean Connery, what are you buzzing in for now?
I didn't buzz in.
But your light was lit.
You're lit.
Next question.
Okay, I'm Ken.
Let's do Dennis Games for 10, please.
Dennis Games for 10 points. Whitewater has what personal item of Dennis's on the back glass? Dennis Nordman.
Questioner.
My 1952.
A truck! A truck!
Heather, beat Mr. Kelly.
My old truck.
Do you want to be a little more specific?
My 1952 Dodge panel truck.
Let's see if that's... There you go. Dennis's 1952 Dodge panel truck. Correct. Points to the Nordman team. Steve Ritchie's still in the lead, by the way.
Sorry, what's your name?
Okay. Next question.
Okay, I have Eric with me.
Yes, Eric.
How about Bodies for 30?
Bodies for 30. Yeah, baby. Pick your player and prize, babe. Which one does better jumping jacks? So you get to pick, one of these three and one of our two gals, and by applause, we'll see who does better jumping jacks. Sean Connery. And which one of our prize babes? And you can pick Julie, KT, the Twin Peaks girls, whoever. The gal in the red. Okay, so Sean Connery, let's see your best jumping jack.
I'll play your game, you rogue. I did jumping jacks in all 10 of the Bond movies I was in. Here we go. That's one. That's three. That's 12. I think I've made my point.
All right, round of applause. How are those jumping jacks? Lukewarm. All right, our beautiful young Twin Peaks waitress, let's see your best jumping jacks. Well, I think we have a clear winner for the Twin Peaks restaurant gals. Sorry, Sean Connery. Revenge is mine. Two more squares on the, or three more squares on the board. Who's got our next question?
Okay, yes. I've got James.
James.
Know your numbers for 30, please.
Know your numbers for 30. How many times do you have to ask Brian F. and Kelly if he would like a beer? Steve Ritchie.
Only once.
Once. That is absolutely correct. And the points to the Ritchie team. Two more on this screen. Yes.
Okay, I have Andrew.
Ritchie Games for 10.
Ritchie Games for 10. According to the Pinside Top 100 list, which is Steve's highest rated game? Steve.
Star Trek The Next Generation.
Oh, I blew it.
Oh, it must be. I don't know what it is. Wait. I think I do. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Sean Connery.
Roller Games.
No, it wasn't Roller Games.
Damn!
Brian Denner? Okay, Brian Kelly?
You know, I'll go with
is
AC/DC.
That right? Okay.
You'll go with AC/DC? And the answer is AC/DC.
I didn't know. I don't even read Pinside anymore because every time I do, I start crying. It's like, you know, they didn't even look at my game, just see a picture, you know, and that's it, you know. I'm devastated. In fact, you know, I really do want to kill somebody on Pinside. I'm not really going to do it, but I want to.
Steve Ritchie will be signing autographs in the parking lot behind the dumpster for anybody after the show.
Do feel bad for me. I love it.
He looks a little happier now. One square left on this board. Bodies for 20. Okay. Who's going to take it?
I got Chris here.
Chris. Magnificent Memories. What game flyer boasted that it had the features that turned players on? Brian Kelly.
Scared Stiff.
Scared Stiff is correct. How did Dennis Nordman not know that? It had everything you love. It's boobs, it's pinball, it's... Brian Kelly, you just rang in again. Did you have a question? Or?
No, I didn't.
Can we let them out of detention yet?
We can let the two gentlemen out of detention. Miss Heather, will you please release them? All right, we have one more board, and then we'll do Final Jeopardy to see who our grand champion is, just as soon as David pulls them up. Dennis has nothing to do with this.
After we take
fire the cannon!
Fire the cannon, blue shirt! Oh, this is the first time a girl has touched anything of Andrew's in forever. You got to get some more pressure behind that thing, blue shirt. Again, we're going to thank Joe Newhart from Pinball Star Amusements for all these wonderful prizes. Terry from Pinball Life. How many people made it out to the open house today? Yeah, Terry's awesome. Terry's our biggest vendor, and we love that dude. And, of course, Michael from Flipper Fidelity, who's not here, but somebody is going to get the Flipper Fidelity speaker kit of their choice at the end of all this. So... Sean Connery?
We need to hurry this up. The homeless shelter needs to sky back soon.
All right, we're going to blow through this screen quickly. First question.
Oh, did you want me to get some more people?
Yes, Julie. One more screen and then Final Jeopardy and we are
okay,
done.
I'm sorry.
Let's go with David Fix right here in the front row, sir.
Okay.
Richie Games for 50.
Richie Games for 50. We're going to do these very quickly. No Fear. Name either the extreme skier or the free climber in the No Fear game. Steve Ritchie.
Just barely got a Ken Plake.
Glenn Plake. That is correct. Points to the Ritchie team.
Wait a second, Charlie.
Would you like to pick a category?
I have to get out of here right now. I'd like to stay, but I thought this was from 4 to 5. And
what time is it?
I'll let you know.
Are we there?
They'll let me know.
Should we do Final Jeopardy? All right, we're going straight to Final Jeopardy.
First, I have to meet someone and at least let them know where I am. It's rude otherwise.
You're fine. We're going to do Final Jeopardy, and our hour is done.
Oh, wait a minute, Steve.
Okay. Fire the cannon!
Yeah, that was definitely Blue Shirt's cannon. Brian Kelly has 210. Dennis has 150. Steve has 140. So, we need a piece of paper and a pencil for these guys and see how much they want to wager. This is going to be Final Jeopardy for all the prizes. You can tell we're incredibly organized.
Yeah, girls, can you divide the guys so they can copy off each other? He's got
140. I have
140.
All right. Okay. No copying.
No copying. The girls are going to keep them from copying off each other's answers.
I love this. I think I'm going to start copying.
No copying.
Yeah.
We like copying.
David's going to do the math. David's going to do the math.
It's pressure.
Here is your final Jeopardy question. Have you got written down how many points you're going to wager?
Yeah.
Okay. Name the game that Steve and Dennis have co-design credit on. You don't have to ring in. Write the answer. Jeez. Deduct 10 points off a Nordman score.
What's the question again, John?
What game did Dennis and Steve get co-design credit on? Steve's pen died. All right, so let's see. Brian Kelly, hurry up and write faster. All right, let's start with Sean Connery. Sean Connery, what was your answer?
I think I got this one right, Chuck.
All right.
My wager? Wait, I need to write my wager.
Well, hurry up. Steve's got things to do besides hang out with us.
How do you spell pesos?
And Sean Connery's answer is boobs for minus 5 pesos. That is incorrect, Sean.
Damn!
Brian Kelly, your wager.
I wagered 100.
He wagered 100.
I had absolutely no clue, so I went with Raven.
He went with Raven. Raven would be the wrong answer. Please deduct 100 points from Mr. Brian Kelly's score. Sorry for whoever got stuck with Brian Kelly.
Well, we warned him up front, you know.
Dennis Nordman, how many points did you wager?
I wagered all 153 points.
He went for all of it. And your answer, sir, was?
The answer was Elvira and the Party Monsters.
Elvira and the Party Monsters is absolutely correct. Woo! And Steve Ritchie, how many points did you wager?
I wagered 100 points.
100 points? And?
It's Elvira.
Elvira.
I really shouldn't have got co-design credit for it. Dennis had most of it done. It's just that, you know, I don't know.
Well, from what Dennis says, you tried to kill him, so.
He was in the hospital. He was in the hospital, and all it was like cleanup stuff. That's all it was. So I don't think I deserve co-design.
Well, you did. You did a lot. You and Greg Freres, and I think your brother helped.
Yeah,
I mean, everybody came together and helped finish that game while I was just laying in the hospital for 3 months.
With a steel bar running right through his leg, all the way through.
Was it like a shooter rod?
Traction. It was
about the size of a shooter rod.
We'd walk by and pluck the wires and held his leg up, faint like that.
And that's why Barbara doesn't let Dennis hang out with Steve anymore. So our final winner was... David is doing the math. 110. Mr. Nordman with 300. And 240 for Steve Ritchie. So who had Dennis? Come on up, sir. You have just won a Stern Shaker Motor kit from Pinball Life. Woo! And our second place person, because we're so darn nice, gets Michael? Does Michael know this? Okay. Our second place person, who had Steve? Congratulations. You have won the Flipper Fidelity speaker system of your choice from Flipper Fidelity. And we'll get your name and address, and Michael's going to send that to you. So, awesome. Michael couldn't make it today. We were going to abuse him, too. Third place, who got stuck with Brian Kelly? We're so sorry. Congratulations. You have won an America's Most Haunted Real Back Glass from our first ever production game, America's Most Haunted. That's it. We got to let Steve go. That's our hour. Thank you for coming by and having fun for us. Let's have a hand for all the gals,
thank you for
especially
having me
the Twin
see
Peaks
around the
gals.
Show.